It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, Tuolumne County cut the ribbon on the new jail about a week ago at the J.H. Dambacher Detention Center. And Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley is on the telephone with us this morning to tell us everything about the new facility. Sheriff Pooley, thanks so much for coming on today.
BJ, thank you so much for taking time to have me on.
So the ribbon was cut last week. Has the overall construction now pretty much wrapped up on the facility?
Pretty much wrapped up. We've got a lot of little things, little bugs we need to work out in the facility, little things that just need to get finished off and completed. Just like, you know, if you're building your own home, you're down to the fine detail type work now.
And I know that you are involved with the development of the facility during your time as undersheriff as well as sheriff. So can you give us a little bit of a history of how this all project came to be?
Well, you know, very, very nice of you to say that, but it's really been a culmination of work that's been put in over several decades from any countless people, from architects to construction crews to previous sheriffs, county staff, past and present board of supervisors. There's a lot of people that put a lot of work into this facility, going all the way back, I think, to, what was it, 2004 when they first purchased the property. And did the need study, just, you know, what will we need in the future. So where I am lucky enough to be here at the end of the project and will be the first sheriff to occupy the new facility, it wouldn't have been done without everybody else's work. So
it's kind of a unique situation where Tuolumne County received two state grants to go towards the facility. Can you tell us a little bit about how the funding all came to be?
Back with realignment, the state set forth the grants. SB 1022 was the second one we got. AB 900, I believe it was the second or maybe third round of that we've got money. So we got a total of $33 million for the project. The entire project is probably about $50 million when it's all said and done. It afforded us the opportunity to get into a new facility. Our current facility that we have was built, I think it was starting being built in 1959. It's been added onto a number of times. It's very cookie cutter. It's in terrible, terrible condition. You know, it literally has sewage leaks. The electrical panels are old and rusted and starting to fail. Some of the walls are starting to decay, and as in a secure facility, obviously that's a bad thing. But really, it afforded us the opportunity to get into a new facility where it will provide so many opportunities for inmates. It's going to provide a more professional, safe environment for staff. And BJ, you know, I always joke around about, you know, the people that are in that facility the longest are the staff. There's some that are working there for 30 years, and to work in an environment where you have sewage leaking and those types of things, this facility will be a very welcomed addition.
When the county was looking at that grant funding, I remember Sheriff Mealy was the sheriff at the time, and you as undersheriff. You know, for lack of a better term, did you have to do a lot of selling to the state to try to get that money?
Yes. Yeah, so obviously there's a grant application process that we went through. We sat down with a gentleman by the name of Darrell Long, who helped us with our grant. He had just come from Stanislaus County, where they had been successful in two prior grants, so we solicited his help. We sat down, we wrote the grant, and then Sheriff Mealy gave the presentation to the State Board of Community Corrections. They're kind of the final judge or panel. And, man, he just knocked that presentation out of the park. Jim was definitely the right guy at the right time to do that. I don't think I could have done that. He's just so good at that kind of thing. And we were very lucky to get that money.
So the new facility, what are some of the main benefits for the new jail as opposed to the old jail?
So to me, it's really, you know, if you look at three different things, you have inmates, you have staff, and then you have the community. So for the inmates, it's going to provide additional opportunities for programs such as behavioral intervention, education services, clean and sober programs. It'll give us the opportunity to expand behavioral health, Native American veteran services, just to name a few. All these programs that we provide are all focused on getting people out of our criminal justice system as productive, contributing members of our community. We need these folks to come out of our justice system, basically quit being a drain on society, go out into society, be productive, contributing members of our community. And we can no longer just house inmates. We have to provide some sort of service and break that cycle. And all these programs, this building gives us the opportunity to expand all of our programs. So hopefully we can get some folks out of our facility into the workforce. You know, as for staff, it provides a much safer, more secure, professional environment that they can be proud of. And those employees that work in the jail day in, day out, they deserve to have a safe, clean, and professional environment. And then, of course, lastly, as I said, it's the community. We'll benefit from programs. We're going to try to reduce the recidivism rate. Instead of having us release criminals, which we do on a daily basis, we'll now be able to keep those folks in custody, provide services to them, try to get them out of our justice system. And hopefully this gives the community a sense of justice served, and it will help to reduce crime.
Jail has some nice classrooms at the facility as well. How exactly will those be used?
So in our current facility, we probably have a room maybe 12 by 12. It's a very small room. And that's the only classroom that we have. So you can't have large classroom settings. In our new facility, we'll actually have three classrooms, all a good size. They'll have the ability, we have some folding tables and things like that, so you can set it up as a traditional classroom, or you can put it in a circle and do Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous. It has television in it, so we can present materials and programs to the inmates. It's going to be a drastic change in how we provide services. It's going to be much more efficient.
When you have the rehabilitation programs that you mentioned, do you notice kind of a noticeable decline with recidivism of the inmates?
Yeah. So if you look at our work crew programs, the folks that go out and do this roadside brushing, cleaning up the community and things like that, we have one of the best recidivism rates in the state. I could get you that exact number. I think we're down around 24%, so we're doing really well there. But additionally, you know, we work with the county schools and we provide GED programs. You know, if an individual can get their GED, or in our case, we have a number of folks who are in custody who are taking their actual high school courses and are graduating high school from our facility. And if we can get those folks out there, get them jobs, teach them how to do punch a clock every day, get them out of our system, the entire community is that much better off.
With the kitchen at the jail, is that something that will also be used as part of the rehabilitation, that inmates could take part in preparing food?
Yeah, so I think with the exception of the prison, we're probably going to have one of the largest kitchens in the county. It's very well designed. It has the opportunities for a number of inmates to go in. They'll get their, say, food handling programs. They'll learn how to make different types of meals and things like that. And that translates to jobs outside of custody. We're going to start working with a number of restaurants to kind of refine that so that when we train these individuals, they'll be trained to what our local community needs and wants in an employee. So we're trying to focus and hone in those skills.
How about the security system at the new jail? I assume that's a pretty high-tech operation as well.
It is. It's absolutely fascinating. It takes a lot to learn. You know, as we go into even though the building's done now, we're not going to have inmates in the facility for some time. All the deputies have to come in, learn how to use all these new high-tech camera systems, the locking systems, and we have to make sure that everybody knows how to use it so it's safe to use when we actually have the inmates there. It's, I think you saw some pictures of it or took some pictures of it on the tour. It's an amazing system, and it's very well designed, and I think it'll provide a very safe facility for us.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.